The House Agriculture Committee recently held a closed-door session with U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman. National Cotton Council Vice President of Washington Operations Reese Langley says the Trans-Pacific Partnership was a major topic of discussion.
A number of Cotton Belt members expressed their concern about ensuring that the textile industry was protected and that the yarn forward rule of origin remained in the final TPP agreement. At this point, it's not clear when those negotiations will conclude, but the expectation continues to be that that will occur sometime by the end of the year, but there's been no hard deadline set at this point.
Langley says they also talked about current cotton concerns in the World Trade Organization.
Members of the committee used this opportunity to continue to press concerns about policies in China and India and the impact that their policies are having on the global cotton market and cotton prices around the world, and the need for the U.S. to continue to try to hold those countries accountable to their commitments at the WTO.
Meanwhile, Langley says they're watching what Congress does in the next week to try and get in place a funding bill for the start of the new fiscal year.
There will likely be a continuing resolution that will go into place starting October 1 and will likely run through at least 60 days, possibly longer, with current expectations then that there would be a broader full-year funding bill or an omnibus appropriations bill passed sometime by the end of the year that would provide funding for the remainder of fiscal year 16. We think it's most likely that we'll be able to include the priorities of the National Cotton Council within the appropriations bill, including trying to get authorization for marketing certificates to help deal with the payment limitation issue on the marketing loan program, and also ensure full funding for the boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication programs and market development programs that are important to Cotton Council International.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.